Now we're going to hear the piece I talked to you about earlier, Susan Phelps from member station WHYY, listening to those who'd gathered for the It's a New Day campaign.
Greg Brown. I was in jail for possession with intent to deliver. Like, I was just recently incarcerated. I've been home for like 2 months. I done had like 7, 8 family members die. About 3, 4 people died while I was incarcerated. And that's bad. Like, I'm saying you gotta do something, and I'm here to represent. Putting guns down. I'm here to represent peace. I'm here to represent. For me being incarcerated, I've realized that when I was out there selling drugs, it was pretty much worse than me carrying a gun. Like, I might as well have just been carrying a gun, because I come from a family where both of my parents was addicts, was addicted. So it turned me the wrong way. My mind is not on what it's supposed to be at 21 years old. Right now, I'm supposed to be in community college right now. I'm supposed to be working on getting out. I'm supposed to be working on a career. But due to my bringing up, that's just what happened.
Corrine Everett. I actually don't live in Philadelphia. I live in Phoenixville. And I feel like if we don't stop it here, stop the violence and, you know, the murder, if we don't stop it here in Philadelphia, it's going to spread to other communities. So I feel like there should have been a lot more people here, people actually of a lot different races, because there are not only black people being killed in Philadelphia, there are Asian people, Latino people, white people being killed in Philadelphia also. So if it's not stopped here in the big city, then it's going to spread to the even smaller city. So, and I have 2 sons, you know, I have 2 good boys, and I want them to stay like that.
Stinson, Burke Stinson. And I know nothing gets accomplished if you just sit around and watch and read the newspapers and wring your hands. So, although I don't know what I'm about to find out in there, I thought I would at least volunteer my services. I'm registered, and I hope to be able to come away with some good ideas and put into action some of the points that they make.
Jerry Wilson.
Well, I used to be a former gang member. I actually saw folks killed over a drugs war, even down at the age of 12. So I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing my younger brothers that dying for no reason. I actually believe that this time we want to get it right and stop this violence. We need to get back into the school and correct some of these bad habits with the kids is going through. And most importantly, it's time for the black man to take on his rightful place.
What is that?
As the head of the family. So only we could have the capability of doing it. So I brought my brother-in-law, one of my cousin, and one of my son.
Louis Carrascula. I'm from North Philadelphia. I live right in the Badlands. I hear gunshots every night, every day. Where are we getting all these guns from? I don't make guns. Do you make guns? I've never seen so many guns in a poor community in my whole life, ever.
We thank Susan Phelps from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. The voices you heard were Daoul Abdul-Hadi, West Philadelphia, Janice McDonald, North Philadelphia, Louis Carrasquillo, North Philadelphia, Stinson Burke, new to Philadelphia, now lives in South Philly, Jerry Wilson, North Philadelphia, Greg Brown, South Philadelphia, Corrine Everett from Philadelphia, now lives in Phoenixville.